Good morning and welcome to Elcott, The Next Step. And I am Dr. Ed Elcott, and I am Elcott North. Some of you may know me as Dr. Ed, the Elevate Elemental Initiate. And some of you may also know me as Dr. Ed, the Elemental Initiate, Priesterly or Priestly. We have with us today an individual that we've never had on Elcott The Next Step before. Not the person herself, nor have we had an individual that is what we call from the grosser realm. One who is external, but of a higher gross level because of the interest that they have in Elcott The Next Step. I know I may sound fatigued to a great many of you who know me well, and that's because I have had quite an interesting week dealing with the various and sundry, I might add, levels, obstacles, and new ethics that one must learn when one is a priesterly on their way to the elemental elevate, and that is, of course, eventually to preservative status. And what all of that means is, essentially, the overlords have asked me to be a part of the Beans Halberstam motivation. Beans is with us today again. Beans is 4 years of age and is an elemental elevate by virtue of her relationship to her mother and father, Doctors Hevner and Gloria Halberstam of Brantford, Ontario. Now, if all of this sounds extremely confusing, you're not alone. I'm sure that there are others of your ilk. And when I say that, I don't mean that as any offense. It's just that you are, those of you listening, are by pure definition of the grosser levels. You are lower and more gross, that is, more composite of gross, impure elements. We don't feel that we're better than you. We just simply, when I say we, I mean those of us who are of the elemental initiate stage, and those of us who are also initiate and novitiate in Elcott The Next Step. It's all very confusing. Yes, Jerry?
There's too much explanation there.
Okay, I understand then the overlords?
At this level, yes.
If I could just ask the forbearance of the overlords to explain what is about to happen to me. I talk too much, and that's...
Shit.
Okay, all hail Elcott.
Yeah, see what happened.
I'll handle it, Jerry. I'll handle it. I was explaining too much. The overlords had me for a briefing in the Overlord Lounge this last week and told me that I essentially talk too much. Now, when they say that, they don't mean that I talk too much the way most of you who are impure and of the impure composite elements would say that. You might say that in anger. You might say that as what is called a put-down or an insult to each other. But on our level, when one talks too much, one is simply expelling purity where purity is not appreciated. I feel, of course, speaking with you, that
Yeah, feels good.
Why don't I bring on our guest? Is that what is?
I believe that's what's indicated.
The other thing, of course, that I just want to mention one thing, Jerry. Jerry, who is my engineer and is not in any way associated with Elcott The Next Step, other than the fact that you've done some reading, correct, Jerry?
Yeah, I read some of the booklets and brochures.
Okay, and yet Jerry understands this religion, one would think. It's not a religion.
Wow! Fuck!
Why don't you just get Beans on?
I'll do what I'll do when I do it, Jerry. And when I do it, you'll be the first to know.
Well,
I guarantee you, Jerry, you'll be the first to know. I am obviously not starting out very well here today. So let me get my guest on, an individual who has expressed interest in Elcott The Next Step, who has said that she and her husband may be interested in becoming a novitiate. Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Is that correct, Ms. Dooley?
Yes, that's right. And thank you. And I so I'm tempted to ask if you're okay.
Oh, yes, Ms. Dooley. Thank you so much. Yes, I'm okay. This is part and parcel of the Elevate Elemental Initiations. Here they come again.
Oh, my goodness. Are you all right?
Hold on, Ms. Dooley, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hold on, Dr. Elcott's coming out of it.
Ms. Dooley, that was a particularly invigorating leveling. That's called the leveling. Did you know that?
I've only heard bits and pieces. I'm not...
Well, that's called the leveling.
Okay.
And that's when I simply overstepped my bounds. And I overstepped my bounds by explaining too much the ethics of Elcott The Next Step. Now...
Oh, all right. So what you did was, what you said was what you talk too much?
Well, yes, I talk too much. In fact, just now. Right, Jerry? Let me defer to you, Jerry. You're not even in the religion, so...
Well, don't be sarcastic, Doc.
No, I'm not being sarcastic.
Because I might have... See, one of the things is... I had to call the overlords in.
Since when do you get that kind of power?
Gee whiz!
Oh, goodness.
Gee whiz!
Yeah, see, I call them in myself.
All right, let's set some ground rules. Why don't you, I'm going to put you on hold, Ms. Dooley, if that's all right.
Well, I've only got a limited...
Thank you very much. That's Ms. Bobby Dooley, and we'll put her on hold here very briefly here at Elcott The Next Step. Now, I want to get some ground rules, Jerry. I am an elemental elevate.
I understand that.
Don't interrupt me. Don't ever interrupt a priesterly. You are not of Elcott The Next Step. You are massive, gross, and impure element. As a matter of fact, let me prove it to you.
Oh, my God, what do you think you're going to... Are you thinking that you're going to make me all bad?
Yes. How's that feel? How does that work for you?
God damn.
All hail Elcott. All hail Elcott. That was them, by the way, exiting the room. You don't usually hear the overlords exit and ingress. They ingress and then they egress by exiting. You may think, well, now, ingressing is entering, egressing is leaving. But in Elcott The Next Step, at overlord level, when you ingress and egress, only then are you leaving. You cannot leave in the way that the grosser, impure levels leave. And I hope that makes some sense. I'll get my very special guest back on the phone now, Bobby Dooley. And she is with the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Ms. Dooley?
Yes, and I also wanted to introduce my husband, if I could.
Well, that's Steve Dooley, correct?
Yes, Steve.
Hi.
Yes, Mr. Dooley, how are you?
I feel good, and I feel right.
Well, very good. Feeling good and feeling right Saturday night is one of our... Have you been doing some reading?
I've done a little bit.
We've both done some reading on Elcott The Next Step.
Feeling good, feeling right, it's a Saturday night, is the traditional greeting of novitiates to each other. Those who are not yet fully bereft of their impurity. So both you, Ms. Dooley, and you, Mr. Dooley, should be commended for that.
Feeling good, feeling right.
It's a Saturday night.
Very good. Outstanding, in fact, from the perspective of a priesterly, not yet overlord, but certainly well on my way to preservative status, I can assure you that what you've done... What's the problem now?
I hotlined them.
You know something? You are really beginning to... You hotlining...
Wow!
Why did you... What did you hotline them for?
You're talking too much.
Yeah, can I... The overlords, please.
Oh, no. No, no. No!
Cooking him real good, I am. Now, I thought that... I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ed Elcott. All hail Elcott. All hail Elcott. They have just left. How are you feeling now, Jerry?
I don't feel very good at all.
All right, Jerry is now at the age of 5. Let's bring in Beans Halberstam. Good morning, Beans.
Hi.
Beans, meet Jerry.
Hi. I'm an adult man. You didn't make me a little baby.
What's that, Jerry? We didn't understand you through your drooling.
I said I'm a man. You made me into a baby.
Hi.
Well, what we've done is we've leveled Jerry so that he will never again assume against a priesterly. With me is Bobby and Steve Dooley. We'll get them back on the line here. Bobby, are you aware of what has just happened?
Well, it sounds very interesting. It sounds profound. I was very moved by that. What you did is you took someone who's on a gross, impure level, someone who affects an arrogance, someone who even might... Well, I don't think that the man is anything other than what he is, but he swishes a bit. Am I right?
You're very correct, yes.
And you level that all out.
And send him temporarily and mentally back to the age of 5. Isn't that right, Jerry?
I don't know what things you got to do.
All right, now we have Beans Halberstam. Youth is very important in Elcott, the next step, in case any of you missed that. Beans, how are you this morning?
Good and good.
Can I say something to her?
Yes, Ms. Dooley, go ahead.
Good morning, Beans.
Who said that?
This is Bobby. I'm on a telephone. I'm sort of a disembodied voice.
My mommy.
Oh, you have a mommy, too? I'm a mommy. I have 3 sons.
Well, I didn't know about that.
All right, well, that's fine. And that's probably well... shy of where we want to be, but I believe we've probably overstepped.
That could be overdone, good kid.
That was the engineer, Jerry. Bobby, is Steve there?
Well, yes. What do you want him for?
Don't ever question don't question me, because when you question me, you're questioning the overlords. Mr. Dooley?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, now you'll have to take 2 levelings because your wife, Bobby, mouthed off to me. I'm very, very sorry.
Levelings, yeah, sure.
The overlords have just come in, and they're going to lay it on you now, and I hope it feels real good.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, my husband's sitting on the floor fingering his own anus. Is that part of this?
I never thought.
Ms. Dooley, yes, is your husband... Can I speak to your husband, please?
Steve, the overlord, Ed Elcott. Dr. Elcott, I'm sorry.
Well, hold on. Now you have to take... Steve has to take another leveling because your improper addressing of me...
Yeah.
All right, so what we've done for those of you sitting at home is because of Ms. Dooley's overstepping and many malfeasances that she has committed here in this interview in front of an elemental initiate like Beans Halberstam, what she's done, let no man put asunder. Mr. Dooley, are you there?
Oh, I'd rather be here. I'd just like to be here. Oh, my God, my husband's a metal midget.
I don't know.
Well, that's right, Ms. Dooley. That's what happens when the leveling is applied in an excessive way. So I have Jerry over here. How you doing, Jerry?
I don't want to do it.
And right here is Beans. Beans is a normal 4-year-old. She's actually physically and emotionally 4 years of age. Beans, how are you feeling?
I'm gonna go home.
No, you can't go home yet. And, Ms. Dooley, could you get Steve on the phone?
Steve, how are you?
Let it go. I don't care.
Oh, God. He is just a basket case. He's a shell of his former self. Outstanding, 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 Dr. Elcott. How can I ever thank you?
Well, you can thank us by volunteering for what we call the female leveling. Now, the female leveling is something we rarely do. We rarely do it to the spouse, but we never do it to a female. But you have irritated me, and over the years, not this morning, but over the years, you've earned this leveling because of the way you irritate and bug me. Would you volunteer for that?
Of course. Why wouldn't I? What you said there, any woman would want.
All hail Elcott. Thank you. Please level this C word. Yeah, oh, God, it's going to feel real good. How's it feeling?
Sold American.
Now, in the elemental elevate levels, when the volunteering leveling takes place, there is only a minor adjustment in personality. But when you are a gross level, non-novitiate, impure thing, you become mentally the age of 4. However, if you're a female and you go through the gross leveling, you become a man. Bobby, how's it feeling?
Yeah, real good.
Now, you are still Bobby Dooley, right?
I'm Bobby Dooley, and I wanted to ask some questions about your religion, but apparently I guess I can't now.
Oh, no, you can very much do that, but we want to bring Steve Dooley on, please. And so how are you doing, Steve?
Oh, I thought it was a question.
All right, well, Steve, I'll do it. Let me ask Dr. Elcott, if Steve and I wanted to become elemental initiates, or, elevates, what would we have to do?
Well, that's an interesting question, but elemental elevate is reserved for fast-track individuals who are spiritually attuned. In the case of Beans Halberstam, naturally Beans would be spiritually attuned because her parents are on the fast track to overlord status. They are preservative level. For you, you can only become a novitiate when you begin your studying. And you've done pre-novitiate studying, so it sounds to me as if you're well on your way to becoming novitiates.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds all good. Now, when do I return to being a female?
That'll take about a week's time. So we can have you back on the program next week and make you into a man, or into a woman, I mean, and make Steve into more of a man than he previously was, hopefully, because right now, is he... Steve, are you there?
Oh, I'm down, yes.
All right, well, now it's a quite a different dynamic, isn't it, Steve?
Okay, the dad is pretty weird.
All right, Steve, I'll do it, don't worry. But Steve, can I ask my husband questions?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Steve, you promise now that you won't mouth off?
No, I didn't mouth off. You did, and you tapped me.
Okay, just mouth off again.
Well, if we blast him again with another leveling, then he becomes non-human and more primate than human. Are you sure you want to put him through that?
Well, is there any lasting effect?
No, it only lasts a few seconds. Get the overlords, please. All hail Elcott. All hail Elcott.
My husband is still here, but Steve, how are you? Yeah, it's monkey. It's monkey time.
That is exactly correct. Very good. The reading of the Elcott literature on your part, Ms. Dooley, is astoundingly proficient and I would say very observant. It is what we call monkey time. And when it's monkey time, it's Miller time. We don't mean that from the sense of a beer. We mean that from the sense that we study the words and the teachings of Elcott West Gene Miller, who was alive at the turn of the millennium, that is 2000, and put down his thoughts and feelings in a book called It's Miller Time. So when it's monkey time, it's Miller time. Do you understand that, Steve?
Yeah, that's a yes, I think.
Oh, no, it is very definitely a yes. We learn how to read these things. Well, Beans, this has been quite an education for you, hasn't it?
I don't want to do.
No, you're going to do it. You're going to do it because this is where I get to hold sway over you. If you come on this program, I was leveled last week, but very, very unfairly, because I tried to tell you, what are you saying to me now? What are you saying to me now?
I don't want to go do it.
Jerry is still a mental midget. What's going on? Oh, come on, will ya?
Well, looks like the leveling has taken place, and I have now been regressed. I am Dr. Ed Alcott, but now my mind and my emotional state has been reduced to the age of 4. And Beans is here, being Halberstam, and what do you think about now? You're stupid. You're stupid. I'm going to...
Doing the duty.
Yeah, duty has way the duty.
No.
Okay, I'm being Halberstam. I'm going to do the show. Me. I'm going to do.
You can't do the boo boo boo.
Will you do the boo boo?
I'm going to take over the show. No, I'm going to do it. I'm Dr. Ed Alcott.
Alcott, the next step has been brought to you from the University of Wampanoag in upstate New York, who is solely responsible for its content. You can get a transcript of today's show by writing to Alcott the Next Step, in care of this station. The transcript for today's program will be delivered in adult, gross level speak, so that you will see the words goo goo and poo poo written in normal Phoenician script.
Alcott the Next Step, the real salvation for mankind. Send away for the Alcott Elemental Library and for It's Miller Time, It's Monkey Time, for those of you who are not yet novitiate in Alcott the Next Step.
This has been Alcott the Next Step. I'm Dr. Ed Alcott.
Now, Alcott the Next Step. I'm sorry, this Beans Halberstam?
No, this is Dr. Alcott.
I'm sorry, Ms. Halberstam, you understand you're trying to fake it? Trying to play like somebody else? I have to prepare.
No, I don't
want
to do it.
Alcott, next up.
Yes, hello, is this Gloria?
Yes, that's Dr. Alcott.
Yes, Gloria, this is Dr. Alcott. I got leveled, and as Beans Halberstam called in.
Yes, Beans Halberstam just called in right now, trying to pretend she was you.
Uh-huh. Don't let her go. Don't put her calls through to any members of the level.
Yes, I got it covered, Dr. Alcott. You should go and rest because you're not making up. You're not making any sense.
Well, I mean, I'm making sense, but I'm making sense again.
Yeah, you sound like a real punk. It's tough for me to take orders from some squeaky voice little punk. I'm sure you understand.
Oh, really? Get a load of this.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
Okay, the next step, can I help you? Not Dr. Alcott. Turns out I'm being your phone. No, you're not Alcott. You're not Dr. Alcott. You're being Halberstam. No, I'm not. My name's Steve Dooley. Oh, okay, Steve Dooley. Well, you can't talk to me anyway because you're not even a member of the religion.
Alcott, the next step. The only salvation for man on this planet.
Good job. now, doo-doo.
For those of you watching Phil TV in HD, please note the image on your screen. This, then, is Ed Elcott, Elevit Elemental, as he heads from North Status to Low Level Preservative Priesterly Status. That block of cheese on his head, please ignore. That was during a gross level elemental period of his life when he drank, yes, and partied.
Get an alcohol next step. And when the next step.